Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show, and today we have two special guests, not just one, but two. And today they are Rob and David, and the reason why I wanted to get them on the show is that they have a very unique voice, and they have their own podcast, which is called Audio Stimulation with Rob and David. And what I'd like to do is tell you a little bit about them, and as they mentioned on their iTunes, it says, let Rob and David pleasure you. Audio Stimulation.
Orally.
Huh?
Orally.
Orally. I can't say the word orally. Let's try again. Let Rob and David pleasure you orally. Ooh, baby.
There you go.
Audio Stimulation is the first and only gay-oriented podcast out of Cleveland, Ohio. Current events, news, comedy, drama is all here. Let us stimulate in your ear. Kinky. Okay. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hi.
Very good, good, Tom. How are you?
I'm very good. It's a nice, warm Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And as we get to enjoy some beautiful weather, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, the birds are chirping away here in Cleveland. It's quite nice.
Cool.
Yep. The warm weather is finally here.
Yay. And
Yay.
What I'd like to do is, why don't you do us a big favor, guys, and tell us a little bit about you. And I mean, I know we already know where you're from in Cleveland, but if you could tell a little bit about yourself, say your name and say your age, and then we'll get on all the background in a minute, okay?
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm David. I'm 29 years old. I work in retail. I'm a retail manager, so I'm a slave to the retail world. And I have lots of interests. I have I do a lot of drawing. I do painting. I'm into music. I don't have a musical background or anything, but I do enjoy listening. I don't have much talent as far as like singing or playing or anything goes. And that's about it.
Okay.
Rob, would you like to take it away?
Okay. Well, I'm Rob, and I'm 31 years old. I'm a Sagittarius.
Do you want to give your stats, Rob?
No. What were the other things? The other question? I work in...
He wants to know your penis size, your... Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
I work in, like I said, and I work in advertising. I'm a designer.
Oh, cool.
And, so I'm from Cleveland. We're both from Cleveland originally.
Rob likes to walk around naked in his apartment a lot.
Correct.
Really?
That's my hobby.
No, that was a joke.
Okay, now, if we were on iTunes right now and we're looking at your picture, which one is who?
If you're looking at our logo, like our main logo, I'm on the left. I'm Rob, and I'm on the left.
And I'm David, and I'm on the right.
You're on the right, David?
I'm on the right.
Yeah, David's Rob
always,
is the one who...
Is David always right? Okay.
I'm always right.
No, David always thinks he's right.
No, David is always right. What are you talking about?
So there is
about?
Something to that, but he's not actually right.
No.
But okay, yeah, I'm the one in the picture with the glasses, if that helps.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, so our lovely listeners, these two guys are adorable, and they're a gay couple, and they've been together for how long, guys?
Oh, my goodness. Let's get excited about this, because this on the 21st of April, we're going to be together for exactly 3 years.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, one thing I always like to ask, you know, couples as they are on the show, so how did you two lovebirds meet?
Rob, you take it away.
Well, okay, now I will say that we were going to maybe do a little story about that on an anniversary show of our own, so stay tuned for that. I mean, no, we'll still talk about it, but just want to throw that out there. It'll be upcoming. We'll get into a little more details in that show, but we actually met online.
Oh, no.
I know. I was going to try to maybe go with a fake story, but I don't want to lie to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, that would be mean.
But... Yeah.
What site were you on?
David was on openholes.com.
whoreoftheyear.com.
No. We were on, what was it? Just like Yahoo Personals.
Yeah, it was Yahoo Personals.
Yeah, not very exciting.
No, not really, but
yeah. I mean, it was kind of a random thing, like
okay,
I don't know. Yeah. It really wasn't. I wish it was. It'd be a little more, you know,
risque
of an exciting story. Yeah.
So it really was.
But no.
Yeah, it was Yahoo.
Wow.
Yeah, and the thing, I wasn't like, I had like a little ad up there just that I had done kind of on a whim, and like the next day I heard from David. So I think he probably had been trolling around on there for quite a while.
I was, like every night at least.
And then he came across my ad and said, okay.
Rob was just my next victim.
No, really.
No, it was just, actually it was just by chance, because I really wasn't like doing it on a daily basis or what have you. I just kind of randomly went on, and it just happened to be like the same day that you put it up or the next day.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it was
weird. Was just like, you know, fate just meant to be.
Well, that's cool.
The universe was all in line.
It was, and he saw that I liked Tori Amos, so of course he was all about that, and that was like our first little connection.
Yes, I'm a big Tori Amos fan, so that's why I responded. One of the reasons I responded.
Okay. So, anyway. So what was the first date like?
Oh, that's interesting.
Gosh, this is so timely of you, because this is like our 3-year anniversary. It's like the perfect time to ask. Go ahead, David.
Well, I actually drove out. I lived in a suburb of Cleveland, so I was about a half hour away from where Rob lived. And I drove out here and picked him up from his house, just pulled in his driveway. I didn't go in because I didn't know if he was going to attack me or kill me or anything. So I picked him up and we drove to Starbucks, and that was our deciding, situation, whether or not like we got along, whether or not, you know, we were psycho or what have you. And we got along really well, and we chatted for a while, and then we decided to go to, of all places, Outback Steakhouse, because I love some steak.
Yeah, David always has had an obsession with steak, and
so then we hung out at Outback, had a nice little steak dinner and a Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah.
And had a couple drinks, and, you know, we really got along, so we came back to Rob's house for a little bit. We sat on the couch, listened to some music. We made out.
No!
Right. Yeah, I know. I was such a slut that night.
You had sex on the first date?
No, we actually didn't have sex, believe it or not. We just,
just
kissed
out.
A little bit.
So you just
we
made
just
out.
Made out. Yeah.
So yeah, it actually took quite a while. No.
No.
Sadly enough, we didn't.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I don't know why I'm going down that path. I normally not like that.
No, that's fine.
We'll have to edit that.
No, I think we're all just getting excited here. I think that's what it is.
It's funny because, we really did one of those just, like, get, you know, just wait and see how it goes. So we didn't have any plans for the night, you know, like, we just kind of wanted to see if we wanted to do anything further. So we just kind of, you know what I mean? Like, we just kind of went with it. So by the time any little making out happened, it was, like, well into the night. And
yeah, we were, like, nervous little high school kids.
Yeah,
you're like,
much.
Should we kiss each other? Should we not?
Wow. And of course, I had to make the first move, so
I was the shy one.
David was shy.
Aw, David.
Yeah, I know. I was a shy gal.
So then I mauled him on the couch, and he left a little bit later than that. A little bit after.
I was like, I need to go home to my mom. No, just kidding.
Yeah,
I gotta get home. I don't know.
Let's go. I have to go do my laundry.
Yeah, I scared him a little bit.
Okay, so
but it was fun.
So once you guys started going out more, and obviously you realized that it was going to turn into something, longer lasting. So what made the other one, you know, the one for you? What was the one thing that kind of cinched it that you know that this guy was the one for you?
Honestly, it was really about the sex.
Oh, thank you for ruining the moment.
No.
Yeah. That was real nice, David. Thank you.
You thought I was building up something good. No, actually, we really got along. It's one of those things where we just immediately were comfortable with each other. And Rob and I have a lot of similar interests as far as music goes, art. And, we would just sit there and just talk. And we just really clicked. And we're just, you know, it was almost like a kindred soul kind of thing. Like, we just felt like we had known each other before. And we were just really comfortable. And then, you know, you just almost kind of know right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, even as far as just personalities and, you know, humor and stuff, and it was go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we both have a really fucked up sense of humor, so.
Yeah, I don't know how many other people are out there that would be sitting and doing a Dakota Fanning skit with me on a podcast, so stuff like that, I mean. Yeah.
Well, that's great, and, now you guys... how far along into the relationship before you, like, moved in together?
We'll let you know because we actually, believe it or not, we don't live together. I live down the road, just a few miles. So we haven't quite made that commitment yet. It's like getting married. I don't know. We just have never really figured out what we want to do. If you know,
I mean,
we want to move
years,
to a different city
on,
or
girls, get married.
I know. Isn't it dumb? We really like to just throw our money away on separate rent. That's one reason.
Well, you must have.
But we really weren't.
You must really be like all the other gay couples who have far too much disposable income.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that what they say?
Yep. Just throwing our money away.
Uh huh. So much we don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, but we're thinking about moving in together once my lease is up in August.
Oh, okay. Well, that's so, cool.
Rob, you heard it here first.
Yeah. Rob has a month by month, and I'm signed to a year lease, so.
Well,
we shall see.
Like Rob can give his up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, honestly, I mean, we've talked about it more so recently, but I'm not going to move into his place, and he's not going to move into mine. If we're going to do it, we're just going to get a new place.
Yeah, just start fresh, something all brand new.
Well, I think that's good because that way, you know, you're starting off fresh, you're starting together, you're starting as your life together, and so it should be both mutual place that you both want or like. And
exactly.
And the key thing is once you've done that, then it really helps solidify what you already have, and the key thing is if you want to learn from a guy that was in a long-term relationship of 13 and a half years, that you have you've got to make sure that number one is that you always communicate, number two is you never ever ever let money get in the way, so you got to have that open and honest up front, because that's kind of like what was the factor of my previous relationship. So if you want to learn from an old fart,
come on, Tom.
Huh?
I said, come on, Tom. You're not an old fart.
Yes, I am, Sonny. I'm 41 years old, and gay life, that's dead, for God's sake.
Okay, anyway.
Do we need to pass the Geritol?
Get me my walker and my Geritol.
Do you need to take a nap before we continue the show?
Yeah, I need my Depends. That's what my boyfriend said. You know what you smell like? And I said, what? It depends. Okay.
Oh.
Do you get a senior discount?
Oh, no. See, David likes to always take it a little too far because he even does that kind of thing to me.
I take it way too far.
I'm crying.
I take it down the road and back again.
He thinks he's not turning 30 anytime soon.
This call
soon,
is
but
over.
He is.
Oh,
goodbye.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I don't want to promote your show anymore.
Oh, Tom. Sorry.
See, that's what David does. He gets us in trouble.
I do. I'd like to do that.
Okay. Well, obviously, one of the reasons why we're having you on the show today is to talk about your podcast.
Yeah.
And again, the show is called Audio Stimulation with Rob and David. And,
that's correct.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, what made you guys decide to do your own podcast?
Well, basically, I started me being Rob, and I know it's hard for some people to tell the difference between us, so if you ever need to know who's talking, just ask.
Or just say your name first.
Okay, Rob.
David.
No, don't, because I'm talking.
I was messing it up.
Don't.
Okay, Rob is talking now, everyone.
Well, no, because, see, that was David saying that. It's going to be confusing. Okay.
Okay, Rob, why don't you take it away?
Okay, David, shut up.
I'm going to be quiet over here and drink my coffee.
Okay. Now, this is Rob talking.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. So, I started listening to a lot of podcasts at work. Like I said, I work in advertising, and it's the kind of thing where you can listen to, you know, music and things like that while you're working all day long, pretty much, as long as no one bothers you. So I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and you know, I was searching for things that maybe were from Cleveland or from Ohio, and there was almost nothing, and there was nothing at all for the gay community whatsoever out of Cleveland. So that, coupled with the fact that just in general I felt like these podcasts, you know, I have just as much to say or do than the next person that I'm listening to, so why not give it a try, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would tell David about it. He's not really in a position where he can listen to podcasts nearly as often as I do, but we would listen to him sometimes in the car and stuff like that, and we just decided to give it a try, you know? We were always sitting around kind of doing the same stuff on our own that we currently do on the podcast, whether it's trashing celebrities or just talking about different issues and things.
Right.
So we figured, why not, you know, turn that into a show and see what happens.
Well, cool.
So that's how it started, yeah.
Well, great. And, you know, just to let people know that you've been doing this and you're back in October, you had your first show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do one every once in a while, and you've been doing off and on. And now let's see how far you've become. You are now up to episode 34.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks.
That is awesome.
It's kind of been, yeah, we've been a little irregular, you know. We would like to be able to do them every, you know, on certain days or whatever, but. David has a work schedule that we have to work around.
And yeah, I have a very erratic work schedule. I work a different schedule every week. So it's, you know, it's kind of difficult, you know, to kind of get together and, you know, situate it and to be able to do it like at least 2 to 3 times a week. So sometimes it's only once a week and it's unfortunate, but,
yeah,
you know.
But we try to make it quality when it's not quantity.
Right. Well, that's,
you know.
We try to do some good shows.
Well, see, that's what I did with my show too, is that I could easily do a daily show if I wanted to, but I really wanted mm-hmm. to do a good quality show, and that's why I've been doing a lot of interviews. Like, man, I've got like 7 or 8 interviews that I still haven't posted yet, so I'm trying to edit and get them mm-hmm. on. There are a lot of really neat, interesting people, and I just did an interview with Jason Stewart, you know, the gay comedian and actor. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, okay.
He was on that Damon Wayans show as the therapist. I don't know if you ever watch it. Me and the Kids or something like that. But
not really.
But he was really interesting. Yeah, it's a stupid comedy. So you guys have important lives to lead, for God's sakes. But, okay. Well, one thing I wanted because some topics that you've beaten up and really went over and done a very good job are like the Grammys. And that was a very good show, in case people are wanting to know. It's episode number 24. And then you also did the Oscars, which was number 29. Mm-hmm. And then you did a hilarious thing on Brokeback Mountain. And we're going to be playing that at the end of the show. So people, stay tuned for that. Don't go crazy when I say, okay, it's time to end the show. And then stop. Listen to it.
You got to stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. It's...
Those guys are absolutely hilarious. And
thanks.
Yeah, it was very, very good. And I was just wondering, of all the different episodes that you've done so far, other than the Brokeback Mountain one, which would you say has been your favorite?
Gosh.
Oh, I don't know.
It's hard because it's like, I feel like when we first started, we were kind of getting warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I almost want to discount like the first 10, you know, like 9 episodes and start at number 10 or something.
Yeah, we're really not that crazy about some of our first ones because we really were just getting situated.
Yeah, but I mean, not that they're bad, but for us, just, you know, we feel like we got more comfortable with it later on. So it's
right. So, Rob, what's your favorite?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say.
I think I have a personal favorite.
Okay, let's hear David's favorite.
I right now I can't remember the number, but it's Operation Edith.
Yeah.
Okay, and why did you like that one so much?
I don't know. I thought it was just really, it was one of those things that we really just did on a whim, and I don't know. Like listening to it back, it really made us laugh, and it really made me laugh personally.
Uh-huh.
And
now, I guess we should probably clarify it, because we haven't talked about Edith. I don't know if people are going to be familiar with who Edith is.
Well, go ahead and explain her.
Edith is my alter ego. No, actually, I just do random voices here and there, and one day I was just talking all funny, and we decided to use it in a skit, and it just turned out to be Edith.
Now, what do you mean? We don't have, it's not you, it's Edith.
Well, you know what I mean.
Ignore what David said. We have an English old friend. She's an old, old woman. Her name is Edith. And she stops by the show every once in a while.
Oh, no.
And curiously, she's never around when David's around and vice versa. So I don't know. But Edith stops by and she hosts the show with me.
Well, cool. But it's pretty funny. I mean, when she's talking and like the one, I listened to one episode where I listened like 5 or 6 episodes one day. And it was the one where you had popped in on Edith, and she was, like, doing stuff around the house, and you caught her by surprise.
So that was... Yeah, I think that's the one that...
That's the one that I really like.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. And
Yeah.
That's episode number 16, Operation Edith.
Correct.
And it was very
thanks,
good.
Tom.
Huh?
Thank you, Tom, for letting me know the number of my show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because I couldn't remember what it was.
David couldn't get it right. But yeah, we both enjoyed those Edith episodes, and I hope that wasn't confusing and stupid what I said earlier, but yeah, it's David doing Edith.
Yeah, it's really me.
We really like it.
And Rob does the voice of Nanny McPhee at times.
Yeah, Nanny McPhee is sometimes in there with Edith, and, you know, it's just, it's a celebration of Britain and all things...
All things just retarded. Retarded. Stupid.
So...
Okay, so the reason why you did the show was because you felt like, number one, is there wasn't anything out of Cleveland, and the other one is that you both felt that you had a unique voice and you wanted to share it. And
that's how it started, and also just... I don't know, I mean... From listening to different shows, it's like you get to know people, and it's almost like a new friend. Mm-hmm. And if they're good examples of this or that, or they're good role models in some way, or just they show you that a certain type of person isn't necessarily what you thought they would be, you know? A big, crazy drag queen could be, you know, somebody that you would think... what am I trying to say? It's... People aren't always what you think they're going to be, so this is a way for you to get to know other people without actually meeting them. So, okay, if someone's out there and... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So if someone's out there and and they're listening to us, they're going to see, you know, okay, well, this is a gay couple from Cleveland. And if they listen to us, it might not be what they were expecting, you know, and it's going to be a positive thing for maybe some of the younger people out there to hear... that you can be in a good relationship and that you can have fun and that you can just, you know, do all the things that everyone else does and still be gay. You know, that's part of it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what my theme of my show is, too, is I want to present a different voices of gay life, but I want them to, like you two, you're a gay couple, you've been together for a while now, and it's really good, and you've been able to communicate, and you've been able to find the things that both of you enjoy about each other and able to express
right.
it. Mm-hmm. And that's how you're able to portray that on the show. I mean, it's really funny. You can see that you have a, you know, a great rapport with one another. And I mean, it's really is a good show. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it again, it's Audio Stimulation with Rob and David. And I mean, they really do a great show. And I want people to spread their horizons. And after you listen to the Ramble Redhead show, you know, go ahead and listen to them. I mean, they're the best show out there. Out of Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
They're my neighbors.
Yeah.
You're my neighbors.
We are. We're right next door.
I know.
Indiana.
You're not that far.
But yeah, I mean, that's... What's that?
I said you're not too far from me.
No, we're not. Not at all. But, you know, that's the thing. The thing about our show is that, you know, we may not be... We're not like a news type thing. Like, no one's tuning in to get the daily news. We're not... talking about deep political issues. I mean, if things
or
come
sports.
Up,
no sports.
Yeah, no. But I mean, we may not be issue or like totally issues oriented and totally serious. But I think the fact that just by being out there and doing what we do, we're sending just an example. Just by being there, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're just kind of doing our thing. But being who we are, it says something. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're not sitting there talking about gay rights every single day, and we're not talking about, you know, this political issue or that, but we are setting an example for other, you know, other gay couples or just for straight people that are listening that haven't ever been exposed to gay people and think they're like weirdos and, you know, whatever else. So I think just by doing what we do and just being ourselves, that's a statement all in itself. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah, it does. And,
well, that'll be all. I gotta go. I'm kidding.
Well, I just think it's great that you guys, you know, do the show that you do, and you do your, you get on your little rant about different things, and that's good. And
we do.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I love the, like I said, I love the Barbara Walters Dakota thing. That was hilarious. but you know, the funny thing is that when the one of you does Barbara, and I'm trying to
that's
remember
me.
Who
that's Rob.
Rob, I'm trying to remember who. Oh, when I first listened to it, I was like. Oh my God! It's Hannibal Lecter and Dakota Fanning. I was like,
"So that's scary."
So do us, do me a favor, do Barbara Walters for us.
Well, Tom, What do I want to say to Tom? I'm glad you brought that damn harmonica.
Oh my god. We're on the Ramble Redhead show. Oh my god.
Tom, I've been a fan of yours for years.
Really? Cool.
Yes.
Well, just do me a favor. As Barbara Walters say, shoot, I can't think of the line. I want some fava beans.
This is Barbara Walters, and I want some fava beans. Please.
Well, that was a line from Hannibal Lecter. This is I can't forget it. But it sounds like Hannibal Lecter.
I know what you're going. Yeah, I know the line. I can't think of it either.
I can't think of it either. It's like...
something. About, yeah. And he does that slurp.
Salante. I can't think of it. But anyway.
Oh, with some Chianti?
Chianti, yeah. With fava beans. Hello, Clarice. How are you, darling? I do all my goofy voices, too. So, you know, like Dame...
I know.
Like Edna. Dame Edna. Hello, Possums. Hello, darling. It's Rob and David. I just love their show. They're just so scrumptious. They just make me laugh, and I just pee myself. I have to tell you, you guys are marvelous. I'm just...
Oh, man. Well, wow. Dame Edna,
that
I think
got
that,
me really excited.
I think that you need to meet our friend Edith, Edna.
Yes, I think it would be...
Hello.
Hello, Edith.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, I'm marvelous. It's so wonderful to talk to someone from my country. Where are you from, darling?
Oh, I know. I'm from London. I love it. I love London.
Oh, my goodness. Where's my cheese?
You should come
cookies?
Over to my flat.
What?
Oh, you should come to my flat.
Oh,
we
I
can
love
hang
to.
Out and have tea.
Oh, that
means. Oh, ladies.
Darling.
Oh, lovely.
Wow, I'm glad you guys got to meet.
Oh,
that's
that was
nice.
So nice.
That yeah, was that was
nice
great.
That to meet.
Bye, Dame Edna.
See, that's what
she had to leave.
Bye, Edith.
Bye, Edith. Yeah, Edith does that too. She zips in and out. You never knew, you know, you'll miss it. Blink and you'll miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Okay, so what do you see the future of the audio stimulation of Rob and David?
Wow. Well, one thing in the immediate future we want to do is go mobile. I know a lot of the podcasters have been going mobile lately.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to, you know, get one of those little devices that exists and go out into the world and podcast from wherever.
Maybe talk to some other people, just do different things and do podcasts while we're doing different things out in the world.
Well, cool.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the long term, I don't know. I mean, we want to get more people from Cleveland involved because we have a lot of great listeners, but we don't know a lot of people from Cleveland who are actually listening. And the problem is we don't know a lot of times who's listening anyhow because people don't write in and tell us necessarily. And so there could be a lot of people from Cleveland that we just don't know about, but we want to make a bigger, you know, impact in the city that we're in.
Right. And not really in the immediate future, but eventually we want to do like maybe some merchandise and things like that. So
yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, see, one of the things that I've done to help market myself is I really think that's important to, you know, just continue to define all the, you know, the different podcast directories. And I have a website I'm going to give you guys later that you guys can use and hopefully find more people. Okay. And the other key thing is just get involved with a lot of GLBT things that are going on in your area if you do something.
Right.
And then like for example, they did a play up in Michigan. And what I did is I donated some money and I did an advertisement in the program, and I'm hoping that it's going to generate some interest. And besides, it helps PFLAG. It also helped another a gay center there in Michigan. So it, you know, either way, the money went to a good cause, and I got a little promotion out of it. So it was really
good.
And I was just wondering, is for fellow podcasters like me who listen to your show, and it sounds really really good. I was just wondering, can you give us an idea of what kind of equipment you use or what kind of software?
Okay. Well, we use GarageBand to record the show.
Okay.
And that's on PowerBook G4.
All right.
And we have just a USB mic, studio condenser mic, that plugs right into the USB port, so we don't need that that other big thing. I don't remember what it's called. I've been blanking out on that lately, like that big... Like, well, whatever it is, this plugs right into the USB port. Do you like my technical knowledge, by the way?
Oh, yeah, you guys are...
This is very high tech right here. And just like a little desktop, you know, mic stand. We really have nothing fancy going on. We really just have exactly what we need, you know?
Right. I mean, you don't see, that's one thing that's a misconception is a lot of people think that you have to spend lots and lots of money in order to be a podcaster, but you don't. I mean, you can have a good quality show without spending a lot of fortune. Now, granted, I did go a little kooky and bought my MacBook Pro, but that's probably the most expensive thing that I bought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I had bought the laptop just on, you know, because I was going to get one anyhow, and it was also part of the reason we began podcasting was because suddenly I had the program to do it with, and I realized how easy it was. So, yeah, it's true. You know, GarageBand comes with, you know, the computer and, you know, the mics and stuff. You don't absolutely have to have a great one, but it helps. So, yeah, it's not, I think there's a big misconception. People think you have to get one of those podcasting kits that are like $1,200 that you see advertised.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't. It's a scam.
It is. They're just trying to rip us off.
They are. They think we're dumb. But we ain't.
We ain't. Okay, well,
we
one thing
dumb.
I wanted...
We ain't dumb.
Well, one thing I wanted to make... blah, 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 blah. Okay, one thing I wanted to tell everybody, again, your website is www.robanddavid.com, not the audio stimulation. And you guys can be emailed or IM'd on AOL at Stimulate Rob and Stimulate David. Now you're going to have millions of Ramble Redhead fans harassing
you. Oh, my God. Oh,
I
can't
would be
wait.
Fantastic.
Because we know you have tons of wonderful listeners.
Yes, we
so,
I do. Oh.
We want to.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we just want to invite them on over to our website and our show, and we hope they like what they hear, you know?
Oh, well, one thing I want to definitely talk about, because one of the things that you guys see, I think we have a lot in common. You like the music, you like the movies, and one of the things that you and I both have in common is that. You love a certain Broadway play that starts with the letter R.
Oh, Tom, you're our new best friend.
And why don't you tell our lovely listeners what that show is?
That would be Rent.
Rent. We do love Rent.
I love Rent.
We've
sung it. I don't know if you guys know, but there's actually a Rent podcast. Did you guys know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Well, what they do is they talk to the different people from the original Broadway play. And it's really good. And I'll have to just do Rent. Just do a search on the Apple Music Store and type in Rent.
Right.
And they do different interviews.
Oh, fantastic.
So you guys, they did an interview with Anthony, and they also did an interview with Jesse Metcalf from Law & Order. And it's just starting, so it's really neat. And they talk about the movie. They talk about the... you know, the play and, you know, what it was like. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, Jonathan Larson had died, what was that like? I mean, it was just so tragic.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing story. And it's just a great play. And they're actually having the play in where I'm from next Thursday or this coming Thursday.
Oh, really?
So I get to see the local.
I hope you're going.
And they're also going to do it in Chicago again. So I might go see that again. So.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite song?
Oh, that's so hard.
There's so many. I mean, I like the one that goes, "The samples won't delay, but the cable."
That would be Tango Maureen.
That's the one. I blank out on the names sometimes.
I love Santa Fe. I always have to go back to that song. For some reason, I really
won't
love that song.
You dream it's you, Santa Fe.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that sounds like him, actually.
I know, I kind of did.
That was pretty good.
I like that.
Well, thank you. I
love
them all.
I
love
them all.
That play. But my favorite song would have to be I'll Cover You, and also I love Seasons of Love. I love the way they did that, and I like the way they did it
absolutely.
In the movie, too. That was just beautiful.
Yeah, you know, the thing, the movie, and I think we talked about this on one of our shows, on our Rent show, probably.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is good in its own way. It's not the same as the play at all. The only way to see it really is on the stage. But the movie has its qualities, you know. It's still Rent, and we still love it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll still keep singing it on our show like we've been doing.
Well, that's good because I think it's really awesome. And what I find amazing is that the play has a lot of negative stuff to it. But then it's when you look at the whole thing as a whole, it's just nothing about love and compassion. And and being right. there for one yeah. another, and you know, and that's what right. we need it in is. This fucked up world. So
right, you
and
know?
It's I really think it's really about people's differences because there's so many mm-hmm. different people in the play, and just it's you know, in the end, it's just all about just them like working yeah. together and getting along, and I think that really says a lot about life and like our community too.
Yeah, and it's great because I mean, people that are younger now that are just discovering it, I mean, it still applies, you know, and I think that's why it continues to be popular. It's not like we're all old and we're stuck in the early 90s or something.
Yeah, I mean,
or, well, mid 90s.
It's 10 years old and it's just amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Good stuff.
Good
we
stuff.
Love it.
Good
we
stuff.
Do. See, our show, I mean, we like to talk about entertainment type things like that. We, you know, you need a little fun. You need a little escape from, like, the tragedy of being, you know, under George Bush. Let's just come right
that's
out and say
damn
it.
Sure. That's sure.
I mean, there's so many sure. bad things going on. We realize that this is a platform to talk about those two, but it's also a platform to just have a little fun and people can just forget about all the hardships and things like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. we're really not, you know, we're trying to just entertain, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready for the put you on the spot question?
Oh, I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What episode of mine have you listened to, and which one did you like?
Ah.
10 seconds.
Okay, I liked the Call to Duty tour. Now, I know there were several of those, but it was... I think it was one of the first ones.
Okay.
You know, because it's a really valid organization. And I hadn't heard of it previous to that. So I liked that. I forget the guy's name, but he was like, there was that picture
Alexander.
Of him. He was a little bit...
Right. Yeah, I listened to one of them, too. And it was one of the Call to Duty
yeah.
ones. And same with you, Rob. I was not familiar with that, so...
Yeah. And the thing was, I heard about it later on, like in other places, and I was like, "Oh, that's the Call to Duty tour from the Rainbow Redhead show." So,
yeah, they had a
stuff like
a,
that. I think it's
they had a cover show story on in the Advocate on February 14th, and I was able to do all these interviews prior to that, and then I did a couple afterwards. But it really got some national attention to when all the colleges all over the country went to Harvard and. You know, a bunch
mm-hmm.
of others.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to have them on the show very soon to do like a recap and talk about the program and what the reaction was and, you know, and how
yeah.
how it changed them and how, and I think they're actually looking to do a second tour very soon. So it's,
oh, really?
it was very successful. So.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. I think it's good. And I think that's what's really good about your show is that you interview such a variety of different people, you know, and that's something that's important. Just to hear different voices. And it's hard to listen to every single podcast that's out there, you know?
This I know, way, but you have to listen to mine, Rob and David. You've got to listen to mine.
I know. Also, I enjoyed your show with Wanda Wisdom, by the way. That was very fun.
Well, good.
Just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, because it was a lot of fun doing that. I've always wanted to be on her show. And then when she finally, because we were talking and I said, hey, I'm trying to get more people to listen, and she said, well, then you need to be on my show, and
yeah,
and it was,
well, look at that.
That's all you have to do is you have to stalk your favorite podcasters.
I know.
Stalk,
well, you know,
stalk them. Stalk.
Like I was
emailing.
I was telling you earlier, Wanda is one of the first people that we started listening to,
mm-hmm.
and she, you know, she was really kind of an inspiration. And she used to literally say on her show, you know, if you are thinking about doing a show, get out there and do one. And just it was very encouraging. And I was like, okay. I'm going to do one.
Yeah, it was very inspiring.
Well, that's
yeah.
what happened with me. So,
is it?
Yeah, I heard
yeah,
her show.
She's really good like
that. And I thought, wow, I'm going to have to do it. And so I did. And like
look
you guys, me. The first couple episodes were horrible. And I wish I could delete them. And, well, I'm not saying that. Well, you just mentioned you're not happy with it. Not that they're horrible and
you...
disgusting. And... Mine
no,
are.
No, we know what you mean.
Your guys are good. Mine suck. I can say that.
Okay.
Not you guys. I'm not.
We know.
To...
We know what you mean.
Huh?
We got you. We got you. We understand.
God, you guys
you hate
sensitive.
Our show.
You guys are sensitive. Jesus.
No.
All right. Anyway,
David
well,
is
one of the last questions I want to throw at you. And if you've listened to my show, you already should know this question. So
okay.
I put you on the test. Obviously, you two have a very unique voice, and that you're sharing it with the world, which I thank you. And you are, again, very, very funny. And again, you can find them at the www.robindavid.com. And their show is Audio Simulation. And they're very, very good. Now, one question I want each of you to answer is, obviously, you have a unique voice and that you're obviously a gay couple and you've been together for 3 years. So obviously, you've experienced a bit of life and love. And obviously, one of the key things to podcasting is that majority of the people that listen are more of the younger, you know, GLBT community. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like for you to do is if you could think about looking back at your life and at your relationship with each other, you know, what would be the one thing that you would like to learn, have the younger people learn from you in order to prevent maybe something that you had done or what they want them to be able to do? What would that be?
I'll take it away first.
Wow, okay.
I really have to say that, especially with like some of the younger kids out there. When I was younger, in certain relationships and such, I did a lot of compromising, and we really don't talk too much about like relationships on the show or what have you. But if there was one thing that I would really like to teach the younger kids or influence them in some way, is just to really like never compromise yourself, and just go with your gut feeling and really just, I don't know how
you
want to
be who
really,
you are.
Yeah, just really just be who you are.
I mean, I would agree with that. I would say it's kind of the same thing. I mean, just go with how you feel and, you know, just don't worry so much about the people around you. I know it's hard. It's easier said than done, but you know how you feel about things. And just because the people that are supposedly your friends probably wouldn't understand it or agree with it, you know how you feel, you know, and just go with how you feel.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's great. And see, that's absolute sense. Again, that's the common message I try to portray. And see, one of the things that I want people to know is that, hey, it's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be gay. It's okay to accept you as who you are. And the thing is, like, as you mentioned, is don't settle for less. And if the person you want to be with is, let's say if you don't want to be around a smoker, well, then always make sure that the very first thing you ask is, are you a smoker? Because the thing is, you don't want to settle for less. And you want to...
Exactly.
You
know, right, because...
And see, people want to have a relationship like what you two have. You want to be able to laugh. You want to be able to really communicate. You really want to be able to have a loving, caring relationship. And that's what it's all about. And like to give an example with some other people I know is that, you know, these two one will say, oh, well, I'm real emotional as far as, you know, the touchy-feely kind of thing. And the other guy says, well, I'm not. And so when the person wants to try to give him a hug, he's kind of like, oh, no, I don't want you to do that. So what happens then is that other guy then thinks, oh, he doesn't want to be with me. He doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to show affection. And so in a little way, that can cause some problems. And so you really have to find someone that you really can, you know, hook up with, I mean, communicate and connect with. And that's what I, because when I'm talking with you and talking with Tim and Jean, another couple that have been together for 24 years, I talked to another couple that have been together for 34 years. I talked to a lesbian couple that have been together for 5, and every single one of them have always said what you said. You have a lot in common, you communicate, and you really can make it work. And you guys have given a lot of people a lot of hope that it can happen to them.
Well, good.
So, good. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm really glad. I mean, that's kind of what I was kind of trying to say earlier. It's just by showing an example and being who we are and doing what we do, it says a lot just by doing it, you know? Yeah. Especially for the younger people, you know, it'll show those, like if someone's out there who's 15 and they don't understand that you can still, you know, have a normal relationship and still do all the things that are quote unquote normal, you know, if you're gay, you know, so
exactly.
We definitely feel that way.
Well, good. Well, guys, I really appreciate you being on the show today. You guys are wonderful. And again, I want everybody to check out their show. It's called Audio Simulation with Rob and David. Again, the website is www.robanddavid.com. And make sure you can check out their Frapper map and all the other different things they have on their website.
Our MySpace. Now, MySpace is a good place to leave us comments. Until we get the comments up on our website, go to MySpace because we read it all the time.
Okay, great. And they have a link for that as well. And check that out. And, well, Rob and David, do you have any other closing comments you'd like to say?
We love you.
I would just like to say thank you, Tom, for having us on your show.
Seriously,
you're
thanks.
A wonderful guy, and we hope to chat with you more often.
Okay, great.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, it's been fun. And
well, great. I really enjoyed talking with you too as well. So let me go ahead and close the show here. Okay, everybody, if you could do me a big favor and check out my website, which is rambleredhead.blogspot.com. You can also email me at rambleredhead@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. And if you have any comments you'd like to give Rob and David, just send them to me and I will forward on to them. Or again, you can go to their myspace.com, which is /Rob and David, and leave the comments. Let them know that you support their show. And spread your podcast horizons and listen to another great gay show. And I'm gonna go ahead and go, and I'm rambling as the ramble name redhead names. Thank God for editing. Okay, bye bye everybody, and keep on listening to the Ramble Redhead Show.
Bye
bye
bye.
Anything interesting up there in heaven?
I was just sending up a prayer of thanks.
For what?
For you forgetting to bring that harmonica. I'm enjoying the peace and quiet. I figure we got a one-shot deal going on here.
It's nobody's business but ours, Barbara.
You know I ain't queer.
Oh, neither am I, Barbara.
There ain't never enough time, Dakota. Never enough.
We can get together once in a while. Like away in the mountains somewhere.
Once in a while? Like every 4 fucking years? I tell you what, Dakota, the truth is, sometimes I miss you so much I can hardly stand it.
If you can't fix it, you gotta stand it. what you can't change, you've got to, write out! Yeah.
This is a bitch of an unsatisfactory situation. The bottom line is, Dakota, we're around each other and this thing grabs hold of us again at the wrong place, at the wrong time, and we're dead.
I'm gonna tell you this one time, Barbara fucking Walters, and I ain't fooling. What I don't know, all them things I don't know, could get you killed. If I come to know them, I mean it.
Yeah, well, try this one, Dakota, and I'll say it just once.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. We could have had a good life together. Fucking real good life. Had a place of our own. But you didn't want it, Dakota. So what we got now is Brokeback Mountain. Everything's built on that. That's all we got, girl. Fucking all. So I hope you know that, even if you don't never know the rest. You count the damn few times we have been together in nearly 20 years.
I'm only 8.
You know what I mean. And you measure the short fucking leash you keep me on, and then you ask me about Mexico.
What about it?
And tell me you'll be killing me for needing something that I don't hardly never get. You have no idea how bad it gets, Dakota. You're just a little girl. I'm not you. You are too much for me, Dakota, you bitch. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Well, why don't you, Barbara? Why don't you just let me be? It's because of you that I'm like this. I ain't got nothing. I ain't nowhere. Get the fuck off me, Barbara. I can't stand being like
Dakota.
This no more, Barbara.
Dakota.
This and other stimulating programming can be heard on our podcast, Audio Stimulation with Rob and David.
We are Rob and David, one delicious couple, bringing audio stimulation to you from Cleveland, Ohio.
Audio Stimulation is the first and only gay-oriented podcast to come out of Cleveland.
It's comedy and talk and life as we see it. It's like hanging out
and acting up
with your two best friends.
So go to www.robanddavid.com for more audio stimulation and find out more about your delicious co-hosts, us, Rob and David.
Audio Stimulation with Rob and David.
Let us stimulate you in your ear.
Barbara, that was so much fun filming that scene with you.
Oh, Dakota, you are true, true talent.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh.
Oh, I farted. Oh, my God.
Dakota, you're such a bad... Oh, you're a bad, bad girl.